Welcome to a very special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 93.5 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are you doing, Gino?
Pretty good, Greg. Thank you for having me.
And what's the number and email if people want to send in questions? We have Senator Gene Shaheen on the air with us tonight.
Yes, we're going to go to a senator shortly. That number to text in, any questions at all, 603-356-9145. You can text or call. Lucia will take the call, too. She can jot it down and run it to us in the studio here. Or you can simply email us, office@wmwv.com. Again, that number to text, 603-356-9145.
And I'd like to thank our sponsors for Drive Time tonight, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Looney, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. And right now I'd like to invite in our very special guest, New Hampshire Senator Gene Shaheen. Welcome, Senator.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be with both of you in these uncertain times. I wish things were different, but it's nice to have a chance to talk with your listeners and to try and answer some questions, because I know people are very anxious these days.
That's excellent. Well, thank you for being here. And I apologize for calling you governor because, well, you were governor.
That's okay, I get that a lot.
And you were senator, and you're actually the only woman in America who's ever been a governor and a senator before.
Well, actually, Maggie Hassan also is in that category.
Oh, really? Okay.
I say that it speaks to how, to the New Hampshire voters and their ability to distinguish. So thank you to the New Hampshire voters for giving me that opportunity.
Well, that's super. Well, thanks again for being here. So we'll get started right in on some questions. We have some questions in here. You were key in negotiating the small business portion of the CARES Act. What were your top priorities there?
You know, I worked with Senator Marco Rubio, who's the chair of the Small Business Committee, and Ben Cardin, who's the top Democrat, Susan Collins, and myself. It was the four of us who worked with the Small Business Administration, with the Department of the Treasury. And our goal was to try and figure out how we could help small businesses keep their employees and then be able to start back up when we get on the other side of this pandemic. And so that was the idea for saying we will provide loans through the SBA to people who can use those loans to pay their employees during the next 2 months, can also pay mortgage, pay rent, pay utilities on top of that. And if, when we get through this pandemic, if you still have your employees employed, or if you've already laid them off but you hire back the same number, those loans will be forgiven. So they will essentially be a grant. And the goal was to see if we could keep small businesses going and not wind up on the other side of this with a lot of debt.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's been talked about a lot, and it's just starting to roll out now, correct?
It is, and it's a huge program, $350 billion. The first day was Friday of last week. I know there's been a lot of uncertainty, some hiccups, that some of the lending institutions have not gotten their questions answered in order to make them comfortable to participate. But I think everybody's trying hard, and we need to get answers to the questions that people have. If things are not working, we need to fix that. We need to make sure that the SBA is being responsive, and we need to address making sure that banks can participate in a way that helps our small businesses and the people who work for them, because that's the real key. We all know that small business in New Hampshire are really the lifeblood of this state. They employ over 50% of our workforce, and we want to make sure that they don't go under in this difficult time, and that their workers can have jobs when we get on the other side of the healthcare challenge that we have.
And I imagine that was very difficult. And I mean, we're dealing with such short time constraints here, things happening so fast. And you know, I've been looking at some of these things in terms of how quickly they're coming down the pike, and seems like they are, you know, there are some rough spots, but overall seems like they're going pretty smoothly.
Well, it's the rough spots we've got to fix, but if we can help the businesses, that's the goal. And I know that I talked to one bank who told me, the bank president told me that by Sunday they were going to have approved over 100 loans just with that one bank.
Wow.
I know that we've got lending institutions all over New Hampshire who are trying to be responsive, and we need to make sure the questions get answered. We need to make sure that small businesses get the information they need. We have a resource page on my website. If people want to go to shaheen.senate.gov, G-O-V, gov, that will bring up my web page, and it will direct you to a resource page that we have with links to the Small Business Administration, to the unemployment, the Department of Employment Security, to the IRS, to try and help people get answers for all of these programs that are designed to try and provide some relief to people who are struggling because they've been laid off and have challenges.
That's great. Now, how are the nonprofits helped by this bill? I know we have a lot of nonprofit organizations up here in Carroll County as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, those nonprofits provide such great service, whether it's in the social services arena, whether it's supporting the creative economy, helping people with housing, whatever it is, they are critical to ensuring that people get services that they need. And so what the bill does is say to all small businesses with 500 or fewer employees and 501c3s, so those nonprofits that are 501c3s with 500 or fewer employees, they can also apply for these loans. And the loans are at 250% of average monthly payroll.
Okay.
And again, if they hire back everybody or if they keep everybody on payroll, then those loans are forgiven and they're essentially grants. And for so many of the small social service agencies that have had to suspend their fundraising activities, to be able to have that grant help rather than having to pay back those loans is really critical.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We're constantly reporting here on the stations about fundraisers we support and sponsor and being canceled, and understanding how much of their yearly budget some of those contain. So it's been very, very difficult. So that's going to be very helpful for sure. Can you explain how the direct check assistance will help Americans and who's eligible? How's that working?
If you make $75,000 or less and you're an adult over 16, and you're no longer a dependent of your parents, you qualify for a $1,200 rebate check. So for a couple in one household, they can qualify up to $150,000 for their income, and they can get not just $1,200 per person, but $500 per child. Those are going out through the IRS, and they should begin distributing those checks next week, so April 13th is what the Treasury Secretary has told us. And if you get a refund, normally that gets direct deposited into your account. You will get that refund or that rebate check direct deposited. If you normally get it by mail, you'll get it through the mail. And for people who are on Social Security, there's been some question about whether Social Security recipients will get the rebates if they don't file income tax returns. The answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm.
They should get those rebate checks if they are on Social Security. So if people are listening and having concerns about that, have questions, you should call our office, 647-7500. We can help answer those questions. But again, they shouldn't go out. They probably won't begin to go out until next week.
Okay. So we have a question here from a listener. They asked, is it possible that barriers could be lifted to enable people who need regular maintenance visits, who are medically fragile, to be helped by visiting nurse right now, not covered by HMOs? Any thoughts on that?
I'm not sure what the situation is. I know that we provided a number of provisions in the CARES Act that were designed to try and be more flexible for some of our health care providers. So I can't answer that question without checking, but I would urge you to call our office. Again, 647-7500. We will get an answer to that question for you.
Okay.